Hello everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. Today I'm interviewing Dionne Thomas. She is an award-winning lash artist and lash educator. She's been in the beauty industry for 8 years and she's the founder of Love and Lashes Lash Bar and Training Academy. Dionne is a big believer in living your life the way you want and has a real passion for supporting other women making their dreams come true. You'll see today like her absolute dedication that she's got towards her business and people as well. She's such a babe, and yeah, so without further ado, here she is.
Hey Dionne, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Katie.
You're very welcome. So for those of you that don't know who you are, can you tell us who you are and what exactly do you do?
Okay, so I'm Dionne. I've been in the lash and beauty industry for 8 years. I'm a lash educator and I have a salon in Croydon in Surrey called Love and Lashes. We offer lash services and I'm just in the process of recruiting a couple of beauty therapists. So very soon we will be offering beauty treatments as well.
Oh, amazing. I love how it's gone from one to a couple already.
That's good.
So obviously everyone has a bit of a background and a story. What is your background and what made you take the steps to start your own business?
Okay, so a bit of a long story. I used to be an executive assistant, so a PA. I loved my job, and to be honest, I'd never even thought about starting my own business or working for myself. It just kind of wasn't on my radar. Then my dad got really sick, and basically he was dying of cancer. And so I was trying to juggle my full-time job in London, and I was also back and forth to Canterbury to take care of him. And all the time, I was a really hard worker, so all of the time I had off to take care of my dad was authorised annual leave and authorised working from home days. I made sure I never missed a deadline. I was always up till all hours once my dad had gone to sleep, making sure that I was catching up on all of my work and getting everything in early. I just physically wasn't in the office. And basically, first day back after my dad passed away, I got a disciplinary. I got a disciplinary for not being in the office enough. And I mean, I was able to overturn it because I was able to prove that I had not slept on one single piece of work and that all of the time I had off was approved in advance. So I got the disciplinary overturned. But after that, I couldn't be there anymore. I just couldn't be there anymore. I resented the company. I resented the system. And I just thought, if this is what life is like in the workplace, then I just didn't want to be a part of it. So I didn't really know what I was going to do. But my husband, my boyfriend at the time, he had this little book and it was called 75 Businesses You Can Start on a Shoestring. And he sat me down and he said, look, find something to do for yourself. And beauty therapist was one of the things in the book. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. I can be a beauty therapist. So I didn't quit my job. I stayed at my job and I found a course. I was a couple of courses that I was able to do evenings and weekends around my job. And the plan was to kind of build up my client base in mobile and then leave maybe in a year or something like that. But then literally the moment I got qualified, I just said, no, I'm going. And I rented a room in Fitness First and just started my beauty career full time, really. And that was it. I kind of never really doubted myself. I was just like, I'm going to make this work. I think I had a lot of like energy, like, so obviously I was emotional because of what had just happened to my dad. I was emotional because I felt like I had been treated so badly in the job. And all of that energy just fired me up. And there was just no way that I wasn't going to make it a success. And yeah, that was 8 years ago. I've been working for myself ever since, basically.
Wow. So that was like a really like sad story and such a shame that people can treat people that way. But I guess... Yeah. Even though like what obviously happened to you was awful, but it turned around for the good, because you've obviously got your own business. Did you ever think back then that you'd have your own business, or was it just because it was kind of planted on you that this is what you've done?
Yeah, no, I had no plans of ever sort of branching out or doing anything for myself at all. Like, it just wasn't on my, it wasn't something that I was thinking about. Like, I loved my job. It was literally just that situation. And like I say, I just kind of realized from then, I need to do something that enables me to live my life the way I want to live my life, because I gave my all in that job, and I still gave my all while I was taking care of my dad. And if I just felt like if that's not good enough, then that's just not something I want to be a part of. So yeah, that's how it happened. But I mean, I'll forever be grateful to my ex-boss for kind of, for that happening, because if it wasn't for him being like that, I never ever would have, I'd probably still be working in, you know, in that company, and never would have started my own business. So everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, it sure does. Good for you. Yeah, of course. So obviously starting a business is really hard. So it couldn't have obviously been all easy when you decided to start. And obviously lots of people think that especially starting a salon is easy and you'll be busy straight away. I hear that quite a lot at the moment. They just think they'll open the doors and clients come flooding in, and it's not always the way. How did you truly find it, and what is it really like? What kind of struggles did you have along the way?
Okay, so starting working for myself, I didn't find that hard at all. Like I say, I had all of this determination, I had all of this energy, and I was just absolutely determined that I was going to make it work. When it was just me managing my own clients and booking things around my life, that part of things was absolutely fine. Opening up a salon, that was a whole nother level. And yeah, that has been really, really hard. And that has come with many challenges. I think the biggest one is just underestimating how much of my time would be taken up with it. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of having a salon and being responsible for our premises and staff is, it's amazing, but it definitely is all consuming. I mean, I didn't just, you know, it kind of changed from me with my clients in my living room to being in a salon, having to sort of manage my clients, manage the girls' clients, make sure that they were doing a good job in terms of the work they were producing, making sure their customer service was on point. And also just the responsibility of having to make sure that they had bookings and they had clients, and just where I was at the stage before, where I was kind of like had enough clients and everything was all fine, it was just the next level of having to really, really market the business and market, you know, the team and stuff like that. So yeah, all of that has been definitely a big challenge. Just kind of finding my way of working within this new business. Because it's kind of, yeah, I've been in the business for a long time, but taking it to the next level has been a real challenge. It's been very different. So, sorry, police sirens going past. So yeah, I'd say that's kind of been the biggest challenge, really. Just making sure that it's every aspect of the business is kind of catered to.
Yeah, really not easy, is it?
It's not easy. It's not easy. And another thing I would say is, I kind of thought, I did a business plan and yeah, I had an idea of how things were going to go, but I just kind of thought, yeah, I'm going to open this really cool salon. It's not going to look like anything else. It's not going to be like anything else. Everyone that does lashes is going to want to work here, and it's going to be amazing. I'm going to get all the best lash artists. And it didn't really work out like that for quite a long time. It was quite hard sort of getting good team members. It's been quite hard retaining team members. I've had some girls come and go along the way, which is it's a bit heartbreaking when you kind of are putting your all into a business and you're putting your all into training these girls up to the highest standard, and then things don't work out with them and they go. But I'm finally starting to get to the stage where I've got a really, really good team, and I'm at the stage where I'm building on that team now. And it's been a tough ride, but the lessons I've learned, of course I was going to have to learn these. It's all brand new, and you know, all you can do is learn from them. And yeah, things are finally starting to fall into place now. So yes, it's all good.
That's so good. I'm pretty sure anyone listening is just going to love your determination. Like, you're so on it.
You've got to be. You have to.
Absolutely love it.
Might as well just not be in it.
exactly right. So obviously you have a husband and children. How do you kind of find running the salon and managing a team? Because I know that obviously when I first started my salon, it was just me. I lived at home. I didn't really have anything to worry about, whereas you've got a whole family at home. Whereas obviously now I do, but I didn't have that when I first started. And I know how much work and time you have to give to the salon when obviously it's first opening. So how are you managing that?
Okay, my husband is amazing. I'm very, very blessed in that sense. And my family as well, I wouldn't be able to do it without their help. Me and my husband, we both work for ourselves, so we do have a system where we're very lucky and we don't really need to use childcare. So we have our set days that we take the children to school and we pick them up, and we try to stick to that as much as possible so that things go according to plan. But with that being said, it's still a constant juggling act, And I've spent, since having the salon, and even before when I was just doing lashes at home, I've spent so much time feeling so guilty about not giving enough to the family and not giving enough to the business. And it's just been a journey of trying to sort of manage that. But I'm really, really trying to let go of the guilt. That is literally my new life motto, and I have to keep constantly reminding myself to let go of the guilt. Like, I know why I'm working so hard, and I know what I want to achieve. I believe in myself, and I know that I will achieve everything that I'm working towards, and I understand my why. I'm working towards a better life for me and my family. So I've just kind of really working really hard on just trying to let go of the guilt and stay focused, because that's kind of the only way it's all going to fall into place, and the only way that it's all going to be worth it. With that being said, I don't intend on working this hard forever. and I'm starting to realise that I don't have to. So the stage I'm at now is I'm really trying to put things in place so that the business runs more efficiently and brings in more income without me having to do everything myself. I'm in the process of recruiting a full-time business assistant so that I can hand over a lot of the day-to-day running of the business and the salon to her. And also just really learning to let go and trust the amazing team that I have to handle things in my absence. I've got so many exciting projects and ideas that are just like ticking around in my brain, and I've kind of had to realize that it doesn't make me any less of a businesswoman by admitting that I can't do everything in a day. Do you know what I mean? So in order for me to grow, I have to put things in place, and that means taking on people that are going to be able to assist me with that. And back to the note of sort of juggling family life, I've kind of had to change the way that I look at what I'm doing. So I went through a phase of just probably feeling really exhausted and feeling quite down, and I found myself saying a lot, you can't have it all. You can't have it all. You know, if you're working really hard and growing your business, then your family life suffers. If you spend more time at home with the family, then the business suffers. And I kind of just heard myself saying that so many times. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had to snap out of it and realize that if I look at it in another way, I'm actually really blessed because I am doing it all. You know, I could spend more time with the family, but then the business wouldn't grow as fast. And I could spend more time in the business, but then I'd miss out on spending more time with my children. So rather than constantly feeling like I'm not good enough, I can't have it all, if I'm giving to one, I'm taking from the other, I've just had to accept that this is my journey, this is my path, and I am doing it all. I'm just maybe not running as fast as I want through the journey, but I've had to learn to just walk through it and really just enjoy the fact that I've got it all. I'm taking care of my children, I'm running a business, I'm growing a business, and kind of just looking at it like that rather than constantly feeling so guilty about having so much on has kind of just helped me relax a little bit and just sort of go with the flow, because I mean really it's quite a nice position to be in, and you know, I'm quite blessed really. So yeah, that's how I'm trying to juggle it all by just things like that. Seeing the blessings for what they are really.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to you with that, and especially with the guilt. And I think a lot of people, especially salon owners that I talk to, they're just so guilty all the time, guilty of working, of guilty of even leaving the salon, guilty of not spending time with their children, not spending time with the husband. But it's like I said, it's all about the thinking, all about what your thoughts and your feelings are and actually why you're actually doing what you're doing, and to be able to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. That is it. Like, I do have the best of both worlds. And, you know, I can't have one world. I've got two worlds. And so all I can do is make the best of both. And that's it. And so many other women are in the same situation as well. So we should probably just stop being so hard on ourselves and actually just kind of give ourselves a pat on the back, because those of us that are doing it, like, we're like, high five, we're doing all right.
Yeah, that's funny, because that's one thing Sasha, my assistant, always says to me. She's like, stop being so hard on yourself. And she always gives me right telling off.
Yeah, we really need to stop that.
But even though, for those that are listening, like, I keep reading lately about a lot of the time, obviously we're at work and then we're at home, but then when we go home, then we've got the chores of cooking dinner and cleaning and making beds and doing all that kind of stuff, which then takes us away again from the kids. Like, for example, me with Lola, she's like, on Wednesdays is our day off, but then I end up cleaning and doing all the chores, and she's like, Mom, can you play with me? Mom, can you do this? And I'm like, I can't believe I'm not sitting there playing with her all day and I have to do this washing or cleaning. So it's okay to, like, get a cleaner to take some workload off you, or get someone in that does the ironing, or just take some other chores away from you so you don't always have to be working at work and then working at home and not spending any time with the kids. Like, you can delegate to other people other than just work.
Oh my God, amen. I literally just yesterday was Sunday, wasn't it? I literally just yesterday recruited a cleaner for quite a few hours a week. Because every weekend I just spend the whole weekend catching up on all of the things that I don't get a chance to do during the week. And again, it's like I have all of these plans, like, yeah, I'm going to do this with the kids, I'm going to do this with the kids. And like you say, if they want uniform on Monday, or if they want food, or do you know what I mean? There's so much other things to do. And so I was just like, again, that guilt of having a cleaner was just intense. It's like, oh no, you can't have a cleaner, you're supposed to be doing it all, you're supposed to be doing it all. And I'm like, no, do you know what, like, I'm changing the way I look at things. I want quality time when I'm at home with my family, and I'm not going to feel like I'm not enough of a woman because that's what society sees as a woman's job, because I'm not doing those things. No, I'm not looking at things like that anymore.
No, exactly. And also, if the people that don't have children, people that don't have children that are listening, like, even if you don't want to do the cooking or the cleaning or whatever it is, hire someone, because that £10 or £20 an hour or whatever it is that you're going to spend, or even like on prep meals, if you hate, like me, I hate cooking, so I always buy in prep meals. And people are like, oh, how much money are the prep meals? I'm like, £4.50 a meal, but I have to bung it in the oven, not even in the oven, in the microwave for 3 minutes. It comes in a pot that I eat out of, and then I chuck that pot in the bin. I sound like a right lazy bitch, don't I? But you got to think of the money that you could make as a business person in that time where you've got to go food shopping and make it, or you've got to clean the house an hour. That hour, you could be making more money by spending that hour on your business.
Amen, amen. I'm a deliverer. If there was like a gold club for Deliveroo, I'd be in the platinum club. I'm telling you. You've got to do what you can to make life easier for yourself. And again, a lot of the times a lot of the reasons why we don't is because of the guilt associated with it. But again, it's you know, that like Superwoman doesn't exist. I'm not trying to be Superwoman. If I can get someone else to like bring me food and I can get someone else to help me with my cleaning, and that means that my time at home is time with my family, then yeah, I'm all for that. That's the way it's got to be going forward, really. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, definitely. So what is one thing that you've struggled with the most that you can give feedback on to help others?
Okay, so definitely, there's been loads, but definitely juggling everything. That is it for me. Like, my children are not super young, they're 6 and 4. And kind of just juggling everything. So if I could give anyone that's thinking of starting a salon or thinking of taking their business to the next level, if I could give them any bit of advice, it would probably be try and get your stuff together before you do that. So put things in place at home to make sure that home life runs more smoothly, have a massive clear out, like literally hire a cleaner. Just make sure that home life is as smooth running as possible, because when you're not there as much, it's really, really hard to keep on top of things. So just try and get some structure and some routine. As well as that, like, just try and think. I kind of just got the salon and went in, and obviously I was already doing clients at home, so I just went straight into doing clients. And then I had girls that I had to get clients for and that I had to look after. And it was all kind of like a big, massive snowball. So just try and think of all of the, like, the policies and the procedures that you're going to need to put in place, and try and get them in place before you've even got the keys and before you've even signed the contracts. Because once you're in it, you're going to be busy. Chances are you're going to be taking on every appointment you can get at the beginning to make sure that you're covering the extra costs. Like I say, if you're planning on taking on staff, you're going to have the staff to deal with. And just time just isn't on your side. When you have all of this extra stuff going on, time's not on your side. And also, there are going to be so many things that pop up that you didn't even think about. So just sit down and just brainstorm, and then brainstorm again and brainstorm again. And anything that you can do, even if you don't know how the business is going to run, just try and put some basic policies in place that you know you're going to need, just so that you've got an idea of what you're doing. Because I've just been making it up as I've been going along, which has been fine. It's worked. But if I had like given myself that time at the beginning, rather than just like, yeah, I've got the keys, I'm in on Monday, things probably would have been a little bit less hectic. So yeah, just try and get yourself together in advance of that happening, like plan for it.
Definitely great advice. So yeah. Who are your kind of three most inspirational people that you look up to keep motivated?
Oh God. Okay. This is such a cringy question. I'm going to keep it industry related.
Okay.
So firstly, it's definitely got to be Vicky Rugg. Vicky Rugg is the lady who trained me in volume. And I just feel like her training and her aftercare was just so amazing. It literally transformed my lash career. She's an amazing artist, and she gives so much to us and to her students. And when I kind of decided that I wanted to go into teaching, I definitely thought, I want to be a teacher like Vicky. I want to be someone who stays in touch with my students, who supports them, and just who really, really wants the best for them the way she did, the way she did for me. So yeah, I love Vicky. We've grown to become really good friends through all of the support she's given me. And yeah, her lashes are goals. So definitely Vicky. And in terms of kind of like keeping it within the industry, in terms of business, I would have to say you. And oh, I'd have to say you and Hannah from London Lash. I mean, you're both, you really are just, you're bossing it basically. And I just love to see women winning in business. And you guys are just kind of like helping to lead the way in terms of where the industry's going. And kind of what I like about both of you is you're not really afraid to sort of like share little snippets of your success and little snippets of advice that are gonna help other people progress. And it's not only inspiring, but it's just really refreshing to see that there are people out there that aren't afraid. You know, you get some people that are just, they just want to hold all of that information in, and they kind of are living in this fear mentality of there's not enough. And it's just really lovely to see people like you and Hannah and Vicky kind of giving so much to others, because they understand that there is enough for everybody. And with the lash business being such a new industry, there's just so many different opportunities and there's so much growth available. So yeah, it's just really nice to sort of like have like really inspiring people like you guys in the industry that are kind of like leading the way for us, really. So yeah.
Woohoo, I made the top three.
She made me say it. No,
I don't ask that question to him, I promise. No, but are you saying about the lash industry being new? And this is what I'm hearing all the time, because it is so new. But then people think, oh, the industry is saturated, there's so many different lash techs in my town, etc., etc. But it is so small, it hasn't even started yet. If you think of the hair industry and how long the hair industry has been around, like, and how big it is, and there's hairdressers on every bloody corner, but they're all still in business. There is enough business for everyone.
Exactly. Like, I hear that all the time with like people that are thinking of doing a course, or even with my students that have recently trained. They're like, why is anybody gonna want to come to me when there are other really, really good lash artists out there and stuff like that? And I'm just like, there is, like, honestly, there is enough for everybody. Start where you are, do what you can do, stick at it, and you will grow. And that is a fact. Like, look at how, I always use this as an example, and I don't know why, because I'm a vegetarian, but I always say, like, just look at how many chicken shops there are around. There are chicken shops everywhere. Like, everyone's still eating chicken. Like, all of the chicken shops are making money. Like, it's the same. I don't know why I use that example. But because there's a chicken shop.
Everyone's turning vegan and they're still in business.
Exactly. Like, there's one that's just opened, like, quite close to my salon. And I mean, I don't eat chicken, but I love a chicken shop chip. So even I was excited. but yeah, no, there's enough for everyone. And people say to me as well, like, aren't you worried about, you know, running your courses and the fact that you're training up people that are in the local area, because isn't it going to take business away from your salon? And I'm just like, that is, I understand why people think like that, but like, that is just such a limited way of thinking. And by you even allowing yourself to have those thoughts, you're telling yourself that you don't have enough. And I'm all for believing that I can have anything I want. So yeah, just like, there's enough for all of us. There definitely is.
Yeah, as trainers, we always get asked that, don't we? I mean, training local people, like, you're making competition. And I think it's actually really funny that when, you know, like on the Facebook groups, the local ones, and they ask for any, does anyone recommend any lash techs in the area, blah, blah, blah. And then someone will tag you, and then they'll tag all these other girls, and you go to these other girls' pages, and you're like, oh, I trained them. And I just love that.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I trained them, and they're being recommended. I think it's great. Because I trained them.
Exactly. And also, there's that big thing around raising the standard within the industry. We all know that there are a lot of lash techs out there that are kind of like self-taught, or probably taught by people that that just shouldn't be training. So if us trainers that are dedicated to really kind of raising the industry and the standard of the industry are training as many people as possible, then we are literally increasing our industry's reputation, and that's only going to help the industry grow even more. So again, it's just like, it's just, don't think small.
Definitely. Like,
there's so much out there.
So talking about lashes and competition, you won World Lash University, didn't you? Lash comp.
Yeah, I did. I'm still gassed. I'm so excited. I'm looking at my trophies right now, actually. They're on my desk.
So I hear all the time, especially when I was like contacting students and stuff to like enter in the latest competitions or anything like that, everyone's like, no, I'm not ready, or oh my god, no way, like there's too many other good people out there, like you hear all sorts. What advice would you give that people for those that are thinking about doing an industry competition?
Okay, so I wasn't going to enter because I just thought, oh my God, like no way, that's going to be embarrassing. If people find out that I entered and I didn't come anywhere, like just no way, like I'm not putting myself through that embarrassment, like no way. And then literally, I think the closing date was Good Friday. And then I think it was the Wednesday before, I was like, do you know what? I don't know. Something just came over me, and I was like, I'm going to enter, and I'm going to win. I've been reading a lot of books. I just kind of had this thing come over me where I was like, I'm going to enter, I'm going to win. I looked at the criteria. I use 0.07 lashes, so I realised I needed to get some new lashes. I did a next day delivery from Lash Days, got everything I needed, arranged for my models to come in on the actual, like, was it the Good Friday that the competition closed, or was it
Good Friday?
Anyway, it was that Easter weekend. So I got my models in for the Good Friday because I had planned to be off work. So I was like, I'm free. Who wants some lashes? And I just thought, do you know what? Just go for it. Like, stop. I always see these competitions and then I always think, oh, no, I'm not going to enter. That's just like, again, it's this silly mentality of what if I don't and how embarrassing. And then I thought, like, if I don't, then I know I'll have some amazing, I'm going to put my all into these sets. So A, I'm going to have some amazing pictures for my website and for my Instagram, and they will probably be the best work that I've produced. So yay, that's an achievement. And B, I'll get some, like, I'll finally get some critique from, you know, from some really well-respected and people that I respect, most importantly, in the industry that are judging my work. So I thought, just go for it. And I went for it. I got my clients in. I had one of my other girls working in the salon on that Friday, and I said, babe, listen, yeah, today, don't disturb me. I'm never normally like that, but I was like, today I'm going to have my headphones in and I'm going to be focusing. Yeah, if you need me urgently, then I'm here, but otherwise, please don't disturb me. And I was listening to an audiobook, a really positive audiobook, the whole way through, and just telling myself, I've got this. And chose my picture, submitted it, and literally even on the day I was trying to gas myself up. I was like, yeah, you're gonna win. And then on the day I was just like, oh my god, I'm not gonna win. My shoes are killing me. The category before, I thought that was my category, so they announced the winner and I was like, okay, I haven't won, that's it, I can take off my shoes now because my feet were killing me. And I literally nearly kicked off my shoes, and then they said the next category and they said my name. I was in such shock. It was just, honestly, it might sound cheesy, but it was, I was so happy. So yeah, just have a go. If you're thinking about entering, like, don't let, like, no one's gonna judge you because you didn't come first. You're only gonna learn something, and there are gonna be loads of other people there who are gonna think, oh, good on her, like she gave it a go. Like that's all you can do. So just don't be scared, like I was in the past, and just go for it. You never know. It could be you.
It could be you, and that's just—it's all about the opportunity, and like you said, putting your work forward to the judges, getting them scores back, and having great portfolio work that you mostly wouldn't. Obviously, you produce great work anyway, day to day, but taking that time out to produce competition work is very different to salon work.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and that's what made me think: just do it. Like you have some good pictures out of it, if nothing else. And so, like, what have you actually got to lose? Just go for it.
Well, congratulations. That's so good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I loved it.
So where can people contact you or find you on social media?
Okay. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Love and Lashes Lash Bar. That is my that is where we have all of our salon information and information about our courses. Love and Lashes Lash Bar, and my personal Instagram is dion.loveandlashes on Instagram as well.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you for having me. I feel so honoured.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was a really good show, so thank you. And I'm pretty sure our listeners are going to get so much information from this.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya.